Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Love Your Vibe Show. It's a revolution of evolution. We are Elvira Hopper and
Eleanor Hayward.
And we are so happy to be on Skyward TV and Hopeful Radio on several platforms. We love that we are so aligned with their mission to support mental wellness globally through the spiritual path. We are purveyors of a unique personal development solution for heart-centered humans. And today, our guest is a beautiful and powerful lady that we just adore. We've been friends for a long time. All three of us have. And her name is Dimple Aurora. And she is a fabulous coach and healer, or as I like to say, coach healer. I don't know if you identify with that, Dimple, but she works with teens and moms, and she does some really amazing things. And we're going to ask her about her magic so that you can learn about some new modalities that might be able to serve you or the people you love. So without any further ado, we're just going to give Dimple a round of applause for being here. Yay!
Welcome.
Thank you so much, ladies. I'm so excited to be here. It's so fun to hang out with you on this Zoom call.
Well, it's been fun so far, so let's continue. And we're just going to get started, Dimple, right with your why. I love to ask about your why, because your why is like, people don't want to know what you do. They want to know why you do it. So we just want to ask you, why do you do what you do, Dimple? Before you even tell us about what it is that you do, but why do you do it?
Why do I do it? So for me, I feel like everything that's wrong with us, which is not really wrong with us, but everything that we struggle with in life stems from our childhood. So I want us to be healed people, healed parents, so we could show up in the world and raise these beautiful humans into these bigger humans that can thrive. And so from my story, everything that I went through, it stems back to childhood. And usually that's the case with everyone. So I say we're all evolving, and let's do it mindfully as a family so that we are evolving together and we're growing together. So this is why I do what I do. And I always say we're healing generations, one thought, one emotion, and one choice at a time.
Oh, I get chills. That's beautiful. Love it. We're giving you the jazz snaps. So that is fantastic. So what else would you like to know?
Tell us about your approach to nervous system regulation. How does that fit into your practice in service of youth and their mothers?
Sure. So I work with teens who are stressed, and they come to me with a variety of issues. So it could be as serious as self-harm and eating disorders, or they want help with their confidence or in their friendships. And so it's a spectrum. And so for me, what I did notice for myself, from my own story, my own upbringing, and then I became very sick, very unwell. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, autoimmune, thyroiditis, different conditions. I had two hip surgeries, a brain hemorrhage. And so from healing from all of that, I realized that it doesn't matter how much mindset work we do. We need to first start with the body and start with regulating the nervous system. And I know that you have spoken about this and you also teach the same thing. So when we regulate the nervous system, we can get out of that survival mode and we can train the body to hold better energetic habits. And when we're holding energetic habits that serve us, then we are able to then raise our frequency, raise our vibe, attract more miracles into our life, as you speak about, become miracle magnets. And it really starts with regulating ourselves, feeling safe in our bodies, getting more blood flow to the brain, and making better decisions, and really embodying that feeling of being in our bodies.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love that. So, Dimple, could you kind of talk about like a case study, someone that comes to mind, like they showed up like this and then you did your magic and then they left feeling like this. Like, can you kind of just give like a typical scenario? It doesn't have to be like a, you know, a specific person, but just, you know, like a typical scenario. I know we're putting you on the spot there, but I know you can handle it.
Absolutely. So for teens, some of them come with such trauma in their bodies, and maybe they've had a parent that was physically abusive or mentally abusive. Maybe they've had an over-controlling parent, but then it's a parent that then realizes, wow, my child needs some help. My child needs some coaching. My child needs some therapy. And this parent almost has an awakening, and then they come for help for their child. And so, for example, I had a client recently. She had eating disorder. She was performing self-harm on herself. And her parents literally found her unconscious in the basement one day because she was choking herself. And so a teen in that situation, we can't just start with mindset, right? Mm-hmm. It's not about reframing a bunch of perspectives and things like that. It's actually starting with, let's get this person back into their body. Let's resolve the emotions that are causing her nervous system to be on this high alert. And so working with the emotional health of that person to, and that's where I use a modality called EFT. And I use different somatic exercises. And actually, it's beautiful because in this particular case that I'm thinking of right now, I had the mom doing these exercises with the daughter at night before she went to bed. And so we were then also developing the relationship and the bond with between the parent and the child, right? And so just getting that person to feel safe in their body again and to actually enter back into the body. So what I did in that case, we had a series of exercises that the mom was doing with the child every night. I taught this teen how to do EFT, which stands for emotional freedom technique, which also stands for tapping, which you're familiar with. For those who are not familiar with tapping, you're basically taking your fingertips and tapping various acupressure points on the face, on the torso, okay, that are connected to your meridians. And your meridians are energy channels that run through the body. And if anyone's familiar with Chinese medicine, it's like acupuncture without the needles is what you're doing on yourself.
I heard it that way. That's cool. Yeah.
It's a form of energy psychology. And what it does is it sends a calming signal to our amygdala. So our amygdala, it plays a vital role, right, in controlling various emotional behaviors such as fear, rage, anxiety. And so what we're doing is we're calming down the amygdala by tapping these various points. And to be honest, right before our call, I was doing some tapping.
Oh, that's so cool. That's awesome. Amazing. And I know our dear Eleanor is also an EFT practitioner. And just, you know, like fun fact, we had a retreat for our team not too long ago in September. And she actually led a session of basically having us go back to some very difficult memories and then having us tap as we recall these memories. And for me, I had a really hard time when my father was dying. And so basically it was, you know, releasing these old memories through the tapping, and I had a release and I cried and then I felt better. I felt lighter afterwards. So like this stuff really, really works. Yay.
It really works. I mean, this teen now, I mean, she's gained 10 pounds. She eats at least 2 meals a day. There's no longer a self-harm issue. And actually the most profound case I've had with EFT is actually a woman that came to me. She was sexually abused by a brother-in-law for about 4 years. And after one session of EFT, she came back to me and said that situation, like even those 4 years of those haunted memories were no longer bothering her.
Wow. That's a,
that was a very, yeah, that was a very profound change in just one session.
Wow. That is so beautiful, Dimple. What an honor to be able to do that kind of work, right?
So yeah. It's such an honor. I just feel like it's God's work. It is the work of the divine.
Oh, love that. Love felt. Yeah, that's amazing.
To get our thoughts and our feelings on the same page and our body as well. And what I've intuited about tapping, for people who aren't familiar with the idea, is that we can use a keyboard to program our computer, or we can use our acupressure points to reprogram our neurological system. Mm. I was like, huh, okay, that's makes cool. sense to me.
Yeah.
But it also works with the connective tissues. So tell us about how you work with fascia as well and how that plays into your treatment.
Yes. So, I mean, fascial health is so important, and I don't particularly work with the fascia, but I've, through my own healing experience, have realized the importance of the fascia. Mm-hmm. And so our fascial system is like this network that just, it's one big network that goes throughout the body. And so it actually carries our emotions. And sometimes we can get blockages when our, like, if we hear a lie, it can affect our fascial system. If we tell a lie, it can affect our fascial system, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of emotions run through, because it's an electric system. It's like, it's an electric system that carries the current of emotions. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, with me, I used to have a lot of chronic pain, probably 10 to 12 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And
fibromyalgia, you mentioned.
Yeah, the fibromyalgia. And it was just a daily chronic pain, and things like holding a glass, even just doing your arm like this, like you can feel tightness, you can feel a pull, your hips and glutes are always tight. There's no release in the hips, ankles are always sore, right? So around all of this bone structure is like, there's this fascia that runs through our system. And when we're holding a lot of emotions that have been unresolved, we will have issues in our body with fascial system. That's why stretching is so hard for some people. That's why chronic pain develops. And that's why sometimes the fascia is become so stiff, and we're kind of frozen in it, and we can't really move fluidly. And you're a massage therapist too, Eleanor, so you know how this works. And so I've had a lot of body work done over the past 12 years, and I realize the importance of my fascia and moving the lymphatic system so that energy can flow through.
That's amazing. So how is, yeah, let's give you some snaps. How is the fascia best, you know, treated? Like, is it through massage? Are there other modalities? Like, what is it that you recommend?
Mm-hmm. What did you...
Yeah. So any like ice, osteopathy is great. I see a manual alignment therapist, and she knows my body. She's been working on my body for about 12 years now. And I'll have to tell you, one day I did come across these fascial maneuvers that you can do on your own.
Okay.
And I tried a bunch.
Yeah.
Okay. I tried a bunch. And I mean, one of them was, for example, you hold your ankle and you just kind of twist it like in the opposite direction. Okay. And yeah. And you hold it. But honestly, I just messed up my entire fascial system. I was so messed up. I went to a party maybe that night, and two chiropractors who are married looked at me and said, "Wow, you really need an adjustment."
Oh, no,
it's not something to really mess around with on your own, I don't feel, unless you're really knowledgeable, because it is a whole, like, you can have a PhD in this area, right, of the fascial system. So it's a whole different field. So I would say, yes, massage therapy. Any Feldenkrais is also another method, which involves, you know, different maneuvers and movement. Feldenkrais, Rolfing,
I believe
it's called. Yeah. So there's a bunch of different manual therapies that can be done to work with the fascia, but also something like EFT, which is tapping, you can move emotions through your body and your fascia will respond.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. I'm so inspired. Ooh. Yeah. That is juicy. Wow. I love it. So, Dimple, tell us, like, do you do like workshops? Do you do speaking engagements beyond your one-on-one? Like, how do you work that way? Just curious.
So right now I do the one-on-ones. I have a group coaching program for teens. It's called GLOW. And I recently changed the name. It used to be Girls Lighting Our World, but now I've called it Givers Lighting Our World.
Oh, so guys can do it too? Is that the idea?
Yeah, guys can do it too. Oh, so, cool. So now the reason I've changed it to Givers Lighting Our World is because I've put in a volunteer component to it. So mm-hmm. that they can volunteer in the community, they can get their hours for high school volunteering. And so mm-hmm. that's why now it's called Givers Lighting Our World. And then I love doing workshops, speaking engagements, anything mm-hmm. that can serve.
Yeah, I love it. You and I did a really cool event a few years ago during COVID, you know, with the Sacred Bowls.
Oh, yeah.
And you did you did like an activation, a joy activation, I think it was, in our friend Giotti's backyard. Shout out to her. And that was so beautiful. I just love watching you in your goddess presence doing your thing. It was so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. That was such a beautiful evening. And I just loved watching you and hearing the beautiful sound healing. It's so powerful.
It is. It's one of my favorite modalities, right? We talk about the miracle magnet movement. It states that all modalities matter, and you need to figure out what is your miracle mix. What are the things that really support Dimple, you know, to live in her high vibration, authentic zone, right? Aligned, authentic, fully self-expressed. And there's only one you on the planet. There's only one way for you to love your vibe, right? So we like to say there's 8 billion people on the planet, 8 billion ways to love your vibe. And, you know, we all have like a pie chart of what we use, right? So for me, a big part of it is the Love Your Vibe Miracle Mindset. It saved my life at rock bottom. This amazing woman created a 6-month program to facilitate it. But for me, a big part is also sound healing. And then there's breath work. And then there's, I do a little bit of tapping, not as much. There's chanting. There's a meditation. There's journaling, right? There's so many pieces, mm-hmm. right? So you got to think of your, this is what came recently is you, we have a pie chart of how we get to love our vibe and be a miracle magnet forever. So when you get really conscious about these are the pieces that support me, and it can change over the years, right? You can do a little less of one thing and add something else, but it's just so great to become aware, to be really, really, aware that there are modalities out there that can support you, and you need to stay open to what is out there. And so I love learning from, you know, experts like you, Dimple, and I'm inspired to go do more tapping. I mean, this amazing woman, you know, supports our team with it, but I feel like I need to go deeper. And it's funny, today I was talking to one of my favorite clients and it just came through. I said, you know what? I sense you need to consider tapping. Just check it out online, you know, see how to do it. It's super simple. You know, you just tap your head and, you know, under your nose and all these places. As you say, like, even though I'm feeling so much shame, I love and honor myself anyway. Or, you know, I'm not sure what you would say, but that's just one of the, you know, phrases you can say. And you release that energy, right? And it's so simple, right? So I don't know why I don't use it more, but I need to go back to it. So I'm super inspired by this conversation tonight.
It's so funny because we know what we should do. And sometimes we just are in a funk and we don't want to do it, right?
And I often say we should be teaching tapping in school to elementary students.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
If you can't emotionally regulate, it's more difficult to learn cognitively and intellectually. So I'm so glad to hear that you're treating teens. So tell us more about holding stories in our bodies.
We hold so many stories and so many lies. So here's the thing. We come into this world, we don't have any training. Every single belief, every single experience that we have, it's come from who's our teachers, our parents, our teachers, our peers. So we grow up actually holding a bunch of lies in our body. Things that are not true about us, other people's stories about us, other people's beliefs that maybe are serving them to keep them safe, but they don't serve us in our adult life. So we are just programmed with so much that is not ours. And when we become adults, we start to reflect and we realize, hold on a minute, do I really believe that? Is that really my story? Why is this my story? Oh, I see how that person can have it as their story. Right. And then there's people who were not everyone's cup of tea. Yeah. Maybe there's people that we trigger. or that trigger us.
Yeah.
So I always get to this point of reflection and I think, how did I contribute to this person's story about me? This person obviously doesn't seem to jive with me or like me. It's most likely a family member, right?
Yeah.
You know, the
biggest angels of evolution, I like to say.
Exactly. The family's here to teach us. Yeah. And I started seeing everybody at this point in my life as a teacher.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
And so then I think, oh, how did I contribute to this person's story about me? And I think, and then I ask myself, what part of their story is actually true about me?
Oh, interesting.
So I start to reflect, and it takes a lot of vulnerability to do that with yourself.
Yeah. Radical self-awareness, we like to say.
Exactly.
And radical responsibility. Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm not doing it to criticize myself. I'm not doing it to change myself for that person, but I'm doing it so I can reflect on where I need to work on. What do I need to heal for myself? What's a lie here? And what's the truth? Mm-hmm. And we can usually feel the truth.
Yes. Yeah.
And when we're surrounded by truth, our bodies relax when we're surrounded by truth. So we're carrying around all of these stories and other people's stories. And so I'm really excited to teach teens and young kids at a young age. Is that really true? Are you making an assumption? Don't make stories about other people until you have some facts, right? So we just live our life getting hurt because we're assuming all the time.
Oh, yeah, that was what I did forever. And I still do it, but I catch myself and do it a lot less. But it's my old victimhood, you know, persona for survival, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I catch myself and now it's more of a gentle self-reflection.
I like to
call it a gentle self-reflection.
Gentle self-reflection. I love that. That's beautiful. It reminds me of the work of Byron Katie, right? You know, the four questions, you know, is it true? How do you know it's true? You know, who would you be without that story? And I forget. Anyway, there's four questions. They're very powerful. And it's so good to really examine your story and to see, what am I doing that person is being triggered? But you know what? There's also the other piece of it that maybe you're not doing anything. Maybe they're just triggered because, you know, for example, you shine really bright, Dimple, right? And you might intimidate people that aren't shining so bright. And they're like, you know, who the hell is she to shine so bright? Maybe they're pointing at you, but they got three fingers pointing back at themselves. Maybe I should be shining brighter, right? So sometimes we just trigger people because they're not doing the thing that they see you doing, right? So, and we need to be okay to be, you know, this is something I've just realized a lot in the last week. We need to be okay with being the villain in someone else's story, you know, and not to take it personally. And so, yes, there's a piece of self-reflection there, but there's also a piece of, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea. And if I'm the villain in their story and they need me to be a certain way, well, all the power to them, you know, like, so it's not to take it personally because my God, I used to people please so that everybody would love me and not, you know, not dislike me because I didn't want to be cast out, you know, now I don't care who cast me out. Like, hey, I got somewhere else to go. You know, it really doesn't matter. But back then I didn't have as many options because I was living so unconsciously. Right. So I don't know. Do you resonate with that?
Absolutely. So sometimes I will self-reflect and realize like, oh, it's not me at all. And then you see these different layers of why that person's carrying that story about you. And sometimes that story helps them to feel better.
Yes.
And it's okay. Whatever people think of us, it's none of our business. Yeah. Because guess what? When you're so focused on being your own miracle magnet and attracting high vibes into your own life, you don't really care what other people think. I mean, there's an aspect of caring, but at the same time, when you're so focused on your own goals and you have your own mission to fulfill, then you realize everyone has their own journey and it doesn't trigger you as much at all.
Yeah, I love that thinking. Yeah, and we can't take away someone else's journey. And even if, you know, they're struggling, you know, unless they really want that help, we can't even help them, right? Because not everybody's meant to be helped in this lifetime either, right?
not everybody is meant to go on to, I've realized not everybody's meant to have a huge spiritual awakening.
No.
Some people are meant to go through their lives with a certain amount of trauma, a certain amount of, you know, learning that they're taking with them. And some people choose, and actually there's only 3% of the population in the world that chooses to do something.
Oh, wow.
Make a change in their life.
Wow. I thought it was 5, but it's 3. Wow. That's crazy.
3%. So you are both in that top 3% of people who've decided, hey, I don't want to live like this. I deserve more.
I'm can better than more. This. We like yes. to say, yeah, IBTT. I'm better than this. Yeah.
Exactly. So there's only 3% who choose to make a change and do something and transform their life.
Mm. Wow. Thank you. You're just a wealth of knowledge. This is amazing. Yeah, I just love what you do, Dimple. And it is just, you know, such an inspiration. So I want to ask you to tell us, I'd like you to tell our viewers, our listeners, how they can contact you if they're inspired, you know, maybe they've got a daughter, a son, you know, someone that they want to help out, they're struggling, you know, maybe a whole family that needs support. So what's the best way to connect with you? And mm-hmm. yeah.
And I want to pop in that your podcast is available as a complimentary resource for people to learn more about you. So tell us about that too.
Thank you. So yes, my podcast is called I Am Mom, and it's actually in the midst of being rebranded at the moment. So it's going to release probably early January again, and it's going to be really juicy, really juicy. But I had the pleasure of having Elvira on my podcast. You were episode 36, first episode of the year in year 2022.
Oh, that was so much fun. Yeah.
It was amazing. And so people can find me at mindfulevolution.ca. Mm-hmm. mindfulevolution.ca/offer. They can download a PDF of my process that I use for mm-hmm. with clients. And on Instagram, I am dimple.holisticlifecoach.
Nice. Love that. That's fantastic. I am so happy, Dimple, that we are connected and we're going to be going out soon and meeting each other in person. I get to squish you and she gets to kiss you. So yay. So what question do you want to answer that we haven't asked you yet?
I just feel so honored to be here with you both. I mean, both of you are so dear to me. I love the work that you do. I know that we have these really high vibe conversations all the time and we get so excited. And I mean, it's excellent. You two just get me. What I do want to touch upon one more thing is the importance of community. Mm. So we cannot do any of this work alone.
Yeah.
And we have to have community and people around us that are supportive in order for us to raise our vibes. Mm. And I had set an intention when I was younger, probably maybe 10 years ago, I set this intention that I'm going to build a community of people that are also there to serve other people and to help them raise their vibe, transform. And I have met the most dearest people, you two included. And I just keep meeting the most wonderful people. And it's one of the most fulfilling parts of my life now is the people in my life, the community. And the other thing I want to add to that is maybe there are people in our lives that are not are not contributing to our, maybe they're bringing us down. Mm-hmm. But the more work we do on ourselves, we can energetically heal, transform. Not that I'm taking responsibility for other people. Everyone's accountable for their own journey, but we have that power to bring more love into the world, to bring more love into the relationship, and to actually change the dynamic of the relationship without that other person doing anything.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen so many times.
Oh my God, right? Like I changed the relationship with my mother. It used to be so problematic. When I got married, we were barely talking to each other. Then I became a mom and there was all these issues. And I went to therapy for 2 years and it helped to some degree. My mom's my best friend today. But it was only in the last few years that I really embodied the teachings and tools that were gifted to me at Rock Bottom. And she is an angel today. And she and I just get along so well. We just love on each other. And yet with my brother, they're really prickly with each other because it's just the way it is. My brother hasn't done the inner work and neither has she, but one person can transform a relationship. And that is the magic in miracles. And I love what you said about community. Oh my God, what we could not do this without our community. And we're so blessed and honored that we don't have to fly alone. And we like to say, when you feel safe, seen, celebrated, and supported, it's an incubator for healing and growth to greatness, where you get to feel, heal, and reveal your aligned, authentic, fully self-expressed self. We believe that a world full of people like that can be heaven on earth. And that's the world that we're helping to co-create. So I know you're right on there as well, Dimple. And I'm just so thrilled that we had a chance to have this conversation.
Thank you so much. I completely agree with everything you just said there. And I love your choice of words. You always have the best acronyms, the best.
It's big pharma. It's the big pharma in me. You can take the girl out of big pharma, but you can't take big pharma out of the girl.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I also had a similar relationship with my mom too. And now I see so much goodness in her. I see so much beauty.
I love your mom, by the way. She's just so sweet. Please give her a big hug for me.
And this is what so many people say about her.
Yeah. And she's tiny and adorable, like my mom.
It's amazing. It's amazing how we can transform any relationship and really see the gifts in the people that are even trying to bring us down, right? So seeing the gift in everyone, everyone's trying to teach us, and it is beautiful. And one more thing that I want to just quickly add is when you do the work and you do heal yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, you will start to remember all the good things from your childhood, despite how traumatic it was.
Oh,
and I find, I find it so fascinating and so amazing. Wow. Because the memories come in that you completely forgot about or suppressed, or your brain didn't have room to process or to remember. And then you start to remember all the things, and then you realize everyone really does do the best they can.
Yeah. Oh, that's so beautiful. And before we sign off, I want to add something that I just heard. I'm reading this book called The 15 Commitments of Conscious Leaders. And one of the commitments speaks to this concept, which you alluded to, and it's really cool. And I just think it's a wonderful thing to share, because it's assuming that everybody in your life, whether they're positive or, you know, toxic, is an ally. Every single person is there to help you become a better you, whether they do it through negative means or positive means. So if we can see everybody as an ally on the planet, then I think we're going to be better off. Do you resonate with that?
It's a wrong word, but I love it.
I completely agree.
Yeah. I love that. So Dimple, thank you so much for joining Eleanor and I on our humble show. And again, we invite anyone that's resonated with you to go to your website, to connect with you on social, and reach out. And I'm sure you do conversations complimentary to see if it's a good fit to work one-on-one.
I do. Yeah. I have a complimentary chat, connection calls, and they can find all that on my website.
Awesome. Awesome. And your website once again is?
mindfulevolution.ca.
Okay. Fantastic. Awesome. So thank you for joining us once again, in a round of applause. So, and we shall see you live real soon, my love.
I can't wait to see you, ladies. Thank you so much. It's been an honor, and wishing you so much success with your podcast, and so much love.
Oh, thank you, Dimple.
Thank you, Dimple.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone, for listening on Skyward TV and Hopeful Radio.
We'll see you next time. Bye.